Okay, we'll go ahead and get started with our post-race availability. We have today's winner, Spencer Boyd, driver of the number 20 Alabama Roofing Professional Chevrolet for Young's Motorsports, and the truck owner, Tyler Young. This is Spencer Boyd's first victory in the NASCAR Gander Outdoor Truck Series. Let's just go ahead and, Spencer, tell us about your win. How does this mean to you?
Yeah, you know, the first one you always dream of since a little kid. It's pretty crazy. I've been a race fan for a long time and been racing since I was five, so 24 now. To go get that win with Young's Motorsports, I've been driving the 20 most of the year, and this deal came together pretty late to drive this Alabama Roofing Professional Chevy this weekend, and it was a total team effort. We worked really hard. Truck drafted really well, and just driving for a family-owned team, Tyler Young, his parents, Becky and Randy, worked so hard, and it's just a pleasure to be here at Talladega.
Tyler, he opened the floor. Go ahead.
Man, he did a great job. You know how this place is. We love coming here because you never know what's going to happen, and opportunities like that always come, you know, at speedway races. So Chevrolet had a good plan, and we stuck to the plan all day, and I'm just glad to get him a win here.
All right, we'll go ahead and open up to media questions. Please state your name and your affiliation. We'll go to Holly right here, and then we'll go in the back.
Holly Kane, the NASCAR Wire Service. Congratulations. I was standing on pit road and watched you pass Johnny to go down and be able to do your burnout and everything. What were your emotions like, and how were you told you're the race winner?
Yeah, so one of my crew guys ran up and was like, man, great job. You just won the race. And I'm like, what? We won? I couldn't believe it. I knew it was under review. It's one of them things. You take a W as you can get them. First victory is pretty sweet coming at Talladega, and I was just in shock. You know, I was excited for our small team finishing second. We bested our finish of fourth at Daytona, same truck, bring it here. We were second, then we end up winning the race. So really special. I know it means a lot to the team, and you know how super speedway racing is. So it's a total team effort, building a great truck, Freddie up on the spotter stand doing a great job telling me where to go, and me just getting to hold the wheel of a pretty – bad to the bone Chevy Silverado this weekend.
Get back here.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. One for each of you. I'll start with Spencer, because what ended up being your move for the win was you three wide coming to the line with, I think, the 4 and the 51 it was. That started ahead of you. What did you see? What was your perspective going through the tri-oval on that last lap?
Yeah, they were disrupting the air a lot, and I got this huge run, and I was like, man, do I push the 51? And I kind of got up to him, and then I felt a surge, and I was like, forget it, you know, I'm just going to pull out and try and pass, and I wouldn't be able to sleep at night if I just pushed him to the wind. So it worked out in our favor, and I've known you a long time, so the fact that we're sitting here talking to Victory Lane is pretty special.
Tyler, for you, you got to go all the way back to Pro Cup in 2012, the last time equipment owned by your family went to Victory Lane. That was at Hickory. For as much, you know, blood, sweat, guts, tears that your family's put into this deal 7 years later, is a win like this worth the wait?
Man, I told my dad on the phone at Victory Lane, I told him thank you for not giving up on us. Spencer did an awesome job. He's been with us all year. We've become best friends throughout the year, and I think that helps. So, you know, you wonder if it's ever going to come. So a lot of hard work, a lot of employees, a lot of people that's put their heart and soul in this company and didn't give up on me or my team or my dream. It made it all worthwhile. And you didn't show up to Victory Lane. I told you to be there.
Okay, we'll come up to Alan.
Alan Cavana, Fox Sports. I mean, fourth and a win on super speedways, that's not an accident.
The stock's going up.
Yeah, no, but that's not an accident. Where do you think that skill came from to be so good at these tracks?
Yeah, you know, it's a team effort, like we said, but surrounding yourself with good people. I've been lucky that great people have taken a chance to work with me. You know, Freddie Kraft up in the stand, I mean, he's a cup guy. So the opportunity to have him in my ear, and then Tyler, he gives me great equipment, and all the guys at the shop give me great equipment, and they say, hey, be smart throughout most of the race. We've kept that strategy at Daytona and Talladega, and it's paid off for us. Get aggressive the last couple laps, and we know this racing, you know, is a lot about luck at these speedways, and I've been lucky this year, so I'll take it. There's a lot of ups and downs in this racing world, so we'll ride the wave of this for sure, and just Talladega, I mean, I can't wait to celebrate here in a little bit.
All right, let's go to the one in the back.
Spencer, Al Muskie with East Alabama Sports Today, kind of two-piecer. I know it was a lot of stuff was happening real fast at the end, as you were making that move, did you know what was going on to the left of you between those two guys going through the line? And secondly, have you ever been part of such a bizarre finish in a race before?
Oh, man. So first question, I could see them getting real racy and getting on each other's quarters and dragging each other back, which was packing a big hole for me to be able to move up and take the run. So I knew what they were doing. I just wanted to stay in their wake and get a good draft and pull up next to them and just steal it from them, more or less. So I knew what was going on. But those last few laps, just staying in the top 10, you know, Freddie and I were talking after that red flag. We're like, we just need to stay in the top 10, stay in contention here. We were getting such good runs with Chevrolet through the middle and then moving up to the top and just kind of dumping a couple people out. And that was great. Now, bizarre finish. I've been a part of a few, not quite like this, but I've had some controversial wins. So this one, not so controversial on my side, so I'll take it.
Any more questions? Back to Jacob.
Follow up for Spencer now that I've had a chance to look at my notes here. Correct me if I'm wrong before I ask the question, but I believe that this is your first win in anything since 2012 at the shootout, correct?
I won a lot of late model races, so hopefully Kyle Busch is listening. But I won a lot of late model races, but I won some shootout races at Charlotte Motor Speedway back there with you. So I've been lucky to win some races, but this is my first one at one of the top three NASCAR levels. So the Youngs family, like you said, you know, there's a lot of drivers out there. So for them to give me an opportunity to be in good competitive stuff this year, we've had our ups and downs, but they've never stopped believing in me. And TY and I are real tight, so this has been a lot of fun, really.
So the same question I asked Tyler, for you, knowing all the, you know, guts that you've put in to getting to this point, was the wait and having to gut it out and go through situations that were tough, is this worth it?
Yeah, well, if I didn't win today, I wasn't going to quit tomorrow. So I'd say the fight's still there. And like I said, there's so many ups and downs. So I'd say it's better than expected. Winning at a place like this is huge. And just to win, getting that in the column means a lot at this level. And it's NASCAR. I mean, we all dream about this as a little kid, whether you want to be in media, driving, working on them. I've kind of been all the way around here in the garage working on them and doing stuff. So I've had a lot of fun, and this means the world to me. It means a lot to my family, so the fact they're here is pretty special as well. I can't use a better word than special, I guess.
All good. Jim, go ahead.
Jim Hunter, Motorsport.com. For Tyler, you and you guys, were you sort of aware of what took place at the end of the race with Johnny and Riley Herbst? And did you have some idea that there could be some NASCAR involvement when it over? Or were you not, like, aware of how the race finished?
No, Freddie come right on the radio and said the results are under review. So we kind of knew right then that, you know, then we went back and looked at the replay and everything. So we knew pretty much right away. We were tickled to death to run second. And so we were getting off the pit box and stuff. And then come on the radio. And then he come on the radio and said that it was official, that the 20 to victory lane. So it was a special moment.
So when he told you it was under review, were you surprised that they made the call? I mean, it's a judgment call. You never know. It can go either way.
They've done a really good job here lately cracking down on that. We've seen, everybody knows, if you push or go below the yellow line, I mean, they've made a pretty bold statement here, you know, for the last couple of years. So I didn't see that it was – I knew it was going to be under review as soon as it was happened. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
Any more questions? All right, gentlemen, enjoy celebrating your win.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank y'all.